Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Before we open our Bibles, we want to make sure that we have asked Jesus to be with us. So let's pause and let's do that right now. Dear Lord, come into our hearts today. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to learn more about you and from your word. Please be with us, help us to understand, and give us your wisdom today. We love you. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you've joined me again. We are on the fifth part of our story for this week. Now, do you remember the challenge that I gave you at the beginning of the week? Do you remember what it was? Jesus has been talking about being a good neighbor, right? And who is our neighbor? That's what the lawyer wanted to know. So who was the neighbor? The neighbor is anyone around us. Jesus died for everyone in this world, and because he died, it makes us like brothers and sisters with everyone. So our neighbor is anyone who needs our help. So do you remember my challenge that I gave you at the beginning of the week? That challenge was to see if you could go and spend some time with your neighbor. Now, I don't know if you know your neighbor, and if you don't, this is a great opportunity to go with one of the adults in your family and to meet your neighbor and find out their names and ask them if you can pray for something for them. Now, maybe you know your neighbor really well. That's okay. You can go and spend some time with them this week. But remember, you need an adult's permission to do that. Well, I am hoping that through this, we can grow closer to our neighbors and that we can have a better community and a better relationship with those around us. That's what Jesus wants for us, isn't it? Well, let's continue on with our story. Do you remember where we left the man who had been beaten up on the side of the road? We left him right after the priest walked by. The priest? Oh, what is a priest like? It's kind of like a pastor today, isn't it? So for the priest to walk by, it would be like a pastor seeing somebody in need and not only walking by, but crossing to the other side of the road and continuing on. That's not very good, is it? Well, now we have somebody else coming along the road. The poor wounded man was lying there. A priest had passed by without helping him, but listen, someone else is passing by. The footsteps came closer. Then they came to right where he was lying, and then they stopped. Oh, perhaps this time. But no. The footsteps went away. Whose footsteps were they this time? Let's read Luke chapter 10, verse 32. Luke chapter 10, verse 32. Grab a Bible, open it up. The first part of the Bible is the Old Testament. The second part of the Bible is the New Testament. We're going to be in the New Testament. That's where this story took place, in the book of Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. All right. Did you find Luke? If you need to get some help, you can pause me and get some help. But we're going to Luke now, chapter 10. So look down in the big chapters. They're the big numbers. Number 1, 2, 3, all the way to 10. Once you get to 10, then look for the little numbers. Those are our verses. And we're going to be in verse 32. Luke chapter 10, verse 32.
Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side.
So who passed by? What did it say? A Levite passed by. Do you know who a Levite was? A Levite was a helper for the sanctuary or the tabernacle. Now, in today's term, that would be a helper in our churches. It might be a pathfinder leader, or it might be an elder or a deacon. It might be a teacher or somebody who helps to unlock the church or lock up the church after programs. That's who we're talking about here. Somebody who was influential and worked for God. That was their job. Here they were, and they walked right up to the man, looked down at him, and continued on. This was a person who was supposed to help people. But the priest had hurried past the poor wounded man. The Levite stopped. He looked at him. He even looked down like, wonder who this is. I wish I hadn't have gone on this road today. Oh, I just don't like looking at that kind of thing. It's just, not good. And hurried on. He didn't want to help. In fact, he had even wished that he'd taken another road, so he didn't have to see him. Oh, isn't that sad? You know, maybe he was afraid that there were robbers around and that they might rob him. Or maybe he just didn't want to deal with somebody who was bleeding and on the side of the road, unconscious and hurt. I don't know. But he stopped. He made a decision to not help. And then he continued on. Now, is that what Jesus would want us to do? No, it's not. Jesus wants us to help people. By that time, the poor wounded man must have been sure that no one was going to help him. But then he heard something. What did he hear? Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Here came somebody with a donkey walking along the road. As it came close, the sound stopped. Then the wounded man heard footsteps. Someone touched him. Someone gently talked to him in a kind voice and rolled him over. Carefully, the kind man took care of the wounded man's terrible cuts and bleeding, and he used some of his own clothes to cover the injured man. This person had compassion. Do you know what compassion is? It's the stirring down in your stomach like, I just have to help. They didn't care if there was any danger for themselves, if there were robbers around. All he cared about was that there was a man in need and suffering and that he could help him out. That's all he could see. That's all he could focus on. That's all he could care about. But that wasn't all. He didn't just roll the man over and help his cuts and put his coat over him. No. He gently lifted him up, helped him onto his donkey, and took him down the road to an inn. That would be kind of like maybe a hotel or a clinic, a place where this man could stay and rest and get better. Let's look at verse 33 and 34. Have you kept your Bible open to Luke chapter 10? We're going to be in Luke chapter 10. Now we're going to look at verse 33 and 34. The little tiny numbers show us where the verses are, verse 33 and 34. Let's look and see what it says.
But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil
and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him.
Of course, the poor man's money had all been stolen, so this kind man paid for everything for him. Wasn't that wonderful? Look at verse 35. Do you see the little number? Verse 35. It's just past where we had just read. What does verse 35 say?
On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you."
Wow. Isn't that neat that the Samaritan took care of him? And not only did he pay for the innkeeper to take care of him, but he also paid for any future expenses and said, if there's anything else, I'll pay it when I get back. That is a good neighbor. Now, it reminds me of a story that actually just happened to me a couple days ago. 2 days ago, we were here at the studio working on a radio project. And as we were here, somebody came up in our driveway and said that they needed help and they needed food and they were hungry. We live on the Navajo Nation, and that is a Native American Indian reservation in the southwest of the United States. There are many people who don't have cars and they walk or they hitchhike places. There are many people who turn to alcohol to help them to forget about their troubles and their problems. Well, this man, he was hungry and he didn't have any food and he was very just not having a good day. So we gave him some of our lunch because we had extra. And then my husband drove him to his house so that he wouldn't have to walk all that way. Our church member heard about that and he said, "Well, I want to put together a box, a food box for him." So today, our church member came and dropped off a food box, and our church member's mom said, "Well, I want to help too." And so she started putting food in the food box. So today, my husband was able to drive this food box to the man that we met a couple days ago. Was that being a neighbor? Was that helping someone in need? Yes, it was. And you know what? Even though you are a kid, I know that if you keep your eyes open and if you pray to Jesus to help you, to know who needs your help with an adult's help too, then God will show you who needs your help. And it might not be food. It might just be a smile because they're lonely or depressed and not feeling very good. So I want to challenge you. Look today for somebody who you can be an encouragement to, who you can help, who you can bring a smile to their face. Let's pray. Dear Lord, help us to be like the Samaritan. Help us to look for those in need and to help them. Whether it be a smile or a Bible text or maybe helping somebody out with a bottle of water, we pray that you will give us your eyes to see those in need around us. Come into our hearts, fill us with your spirit and your love. Change us from the inside out through your power. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, before we go, we're going to do our memory verse. I bet you know it, don't you? It's been 5 days that we've been practicing our memory verse. So go ahead and let's sing together Luke 10:27. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself."
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.